World Environment Day is really a multi-day long event, with San Francisco touting its delicious food and wonderful scenery, along with highlighting its environmental achievements with exhibits, panels, and tours. Among the innovations on display, next-generation solar panel arrays, vehicles powered by hydrogen fuel cells, and an unusual structure dubbed the Scrap House. This model home, erected amid the Beaux-Arts splendor of the San Francisco Civic Center, was constructed entirely of reclaimed and recycled materials that might otherwise be taking up space in a landfill. Designed and built in just over a month by more than 80 volunteers, the home serves as a steel, wood, and glass example of how items usually discarded as junk can have a new lease on life. Lawrence Cornfield, the city's chief building inspector, took us on a tour of the Scrap House.
So let me show you. Come on in and take a look inside. Although, really, watch your step here. This is a real trip hazard. Heads up here. Heads up. I want the door to get to. We have a large crew of scrap salvagers out around the city now. Some of them are here volunteering, but you know, we're out scavenging. And we did a bus tour in that big old green tortoise bus over there. Around the city with the design team, and one of the first weeks that we were working on this, and we went to all the scrap yards and all the junk yards just to get a feel for what was in this waste stream, and it was phenomenal, the stuff we saw.
Yeah, I would check out. I don't know that much about it.
This is extra glazing from the construction process, which ordinarily would just go into a debris box to the landfill. The siding is the stuff that looks like it came out of my grandfather's smoking lounge in the basement of his house in Philadelphia, you know, in the 50s, and it was in the back of somewhere else. So it's all entirely reclaimed scrap material. The structure is metal studs, which came out of old tenant improvement and other construction jobs in San Francisco. It's all patched together, but, you know, structurally it works if it's put together right. They're bringing in the leather for the floor.
It's going to be a leather floor.
A leather floor in the bedroom, I understand. And, it's amazing. We'll have a large table in the living room, which an artist is making out of cardboard, recycled cardboard, which apparently is what his medium is. Wonderful. It's more than just a one-shot deal. You know, we have to take this and somehow translate it into our daily practices, both at the city and in construction industry.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Gene. Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
The real lesson is, whether you're building a treehouse or an addition or a garage, or you can go and find cool found objects.